Yitzchak Navcha has to shout like this. What's going to be a Voron Shesidron? Betzite Hamarocha. Yitzchak has the wood there first. But now you did not put the pieces of meat to be burnt on top of the wood, but you put it on the side of the wood, and it got burnt that way. Mahu. Ali b'demand liyama al mamish lo tibol. Here the Yovan says the word aloesh. Aloetzim, it means mamish al on top of it, and there's no shalom. But here it's no good. The aloetzim sib, it also says it has to be burnt aloetzim. So about here it's no good. It has to be bedavka on top of the wood, and not on the side of the wood. But ki tibolak, where is my shalom? Ali b'demand liyama al b'samach. That al only means it's enough to be next to it. My, what's the lach over here? Hochinami al b'samach. Is it enough to have the pieces of meat burning just on the side of the marocha? Is that also called aloetz? I do maybe know. Aloetzim dumi dal hamizbeach. Here, when the pasuk says you have to burn it aloetzim, it also means dumi. It says al hamizbeach. Mahosim, just like al hamizbeach means al mamish. That's the mamish be on top of the mizbeach. Is half ochinam here also al mamish? Maybe bedavka has to be mamish on top of the etzim. And it's not enough to say it's on the side of the etzim. So Melateko, here will be a shayla, if you burn the korban on the side of the etzim, is it kosher or not? Is that called a maisak tor or not? That's a teiko. It's a sofik, we're not pushing it. Here now the Mishnah says, HaKoymet miyutoy makaves ruboi, the kmitza, you have to have a complete kmitza. If you miss even a kol shuab, it becomes possible. Pasuk says, Molo kumtza, you have to have the whole thing. In other words, after you make the kmitza, you have to have the whole kmitza to burn it. So miyuta, even a drop of it, is makiv the rest of the kmitza, the right of the kmitza. Same thing, ho yisorin, not that you have to have an yisorin worth of flour. In a mincha, is miyuta makiv es ruboy. If you're missing a drop of it, any mincha that needs an yisorin, if you have less than an yisorin of flour, the mincha is possible. The same thing, hayayin, miyuta makiv es ruboy. When you have to have a shear of yayin from the sochim, then the sochim comes with a korban, neither chatzi hein lepar, or shlishis lael, or revius hein lekevis. You have to have exactly this amount. And miyut, if you're missing a drop of it, it's makav esrubay. It comes out, you're not yotza, you don't have the nesochim. The same thing, hashemen, when you have to use shemen, but comes for that they put a shemen into the menachis, that the shear of and the same thing by shemen of a minchas nadova, that the shear is a lug for an isaron. Is miyuta miyakav es ruboy. If you're missing a drop of that shemen, it passels the rest of the shemen. And hasoyles vi hashemen makten zezeh. Every mincha has to have both the minocha that needed li shemen. You need both. The soyles, the flour, and the shemen is makten zezeh. If you have one without the other, it's no good. And HaKlemetz V'Lavoyna, Mincha that needs Lavoyna also, is Makfin Zezeh. If you bring the Mincha without the Lavoyna, it's possible. When Mincha that needs Lavoyna, you have to have both of them. So Morris says, my time, what's the reason you have to have a whole Kmitza? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Molei Kumsa, trace him, it says it two times, it's Likuvoy, that you cannot have less than a complete Kmitza. Yisorin, how do you know you have to have exactly that amount of flour? Miyutoy. Miyakav es ruboy my timer. What's the reason why by yisorin, by the amount of flour, if you're missing the drop, it's makav the ruboy? On the cross, the pasuk says misolta from its flour, meaning shimchos rakol shuk sula. If any little bit of the flour is missing, the minchas posel. Hayayin, the mishnah says also miyuta makav es ruboy. Why koch? It says in the pasuk koch was also mashmali kuvoy. You have to have this amount of yayin. Anything less is posel. Hashemin miyuta makav es ruboy. How do we know this? The minchas nesachim kochim. By minchas nesachim, it says also the word kochim. You have to have this amount of shemen. And a minchas nedova, regular minchas nedova, that you have to have a lug for every sarin. On the cross, the pasuk says, "Umishamno shem chosar kol shubsula." If you're missing any part of the shemen, it becomes possible. Hashemen v'yasos makten zeharino mincha has to have both of them. The pasuk says, "Misolto mishamno, migirsho mishamno," that you have to have both. You have to have the silas and you have to have the flour. HaKremis v'alavoyna makten zezeh. But it says, HaKol l'avoynosoy. V'yes kol ha'lavoyna. Hashem alamincha says it twice, the l'avoyna. Therefore, if you're missing the l'avoyna, it's also possible. L'avoyna is also likuva. Now the Mishnah says, Shnei stirei yom ha'kipurim makten zezeh. On your kippah, you have to have two sirim, echad l'Hashem, echad l'Azazel. It's makna zeh, you have to have both of them. Shnei kivsei atzeres is also makna zeh. On Shavuos, you have to bring two kvasim, two korban tzibos, or b'shlamim. It's makna, you can't have one without the other. Shtei chalos makna zu. By Shavuos, after we bring the shtei halechem, you have to have two. Shnei fedora makna zeh. Every Shabbos, you have the two storm on the shulchan. You have to have both storm, six and six. Shnei bezicha makna zeh. That on every Shabbos, you have to put two bezicha, two cups full of levoin on top of each side of the shulchan. That's makiv. Ha-fedorin v'yabozichin makvin zeh. The lechem upon him, you have to have both. You have to have the chalis, and you have to have the levoin there, the bezichin. Shnei minim shebenozir. That the nozer brings his korban. You have to have two types of lechem. A person says chalis matzos or kikah matzos. It's makiv. Shloisha sheva pora. By a pora duma, you have to have the eighth era of the eighth of the shnei shalas. Those things are likuva. And abor sheva toida. When you bring a korban toida, you have to have four different types of lechems. You have to have chalis matzos or kikah matzos or selus mavechas. All four are likuva. Abor sheva luluv. The four meaning we have in the luluv. The lulu of the Yesper, the Hadith Narov, are also makvin zeh. Abor sheba mitzayra. This mitzayra also has to have four things. You have to have the eight eras, Ezoiv, Shnisalat, and Tziporim. You have to have two birds. Halacha written all these things, makvin zeh. If you have one, you're missing one, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You have to have all of them. Sheva hazoi sheva poro, makvin zuzu. Helped by the poro aduma, the pasuk says, v'hizel noka tnei oil moid. A sheva pomim, it's makiv. If you don't do it seven times, you're not mekayim this mitzvah. Sheva hazoyah shebein abadim. Ban yom kippurim, if you have to make, ulefnei hakapurim, yad sheva pomim, the pasuk says, also it's likuva. V'shal haparoiches, v'shal mezbech hazov, that's by the par and the surah shiyom kippurim, that says to make seven hazoyahs, by the al haparoiches and al mezbech hazov, that's also likuva. Is makiv zu azu. All these types of rikas you're supposed to do, if you're missing any one of them, you're not mekayim, whether it's from the seven or whether it's from the four hazois that are done on the mizbeach hazov, it's makvois zuizu. Now the Gemara explains, Shnei siru yom kippurim makvin zeh, zehadino on yom kippur, you have to have the two sirim. Chuka, says the word chuka there, that's likuva. Shnei kvosim, shnei kipsi atzeres, makvin zeh, how do we know that? Havaya, it says the word Havaya, Tia. So that's also Lashon of Likuva. Tia Rashad have Likuva. Shtei Chalas, Hanu Yat Shtei Lechem. Havaya, it also says the word Tia. That's called Likuva, it must be. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Now, Shnei Sedorim, how do we know that the Lechem upon him has to have two rows of six and six? Chuk, it says the word Chuk there. Shnei Bezichim, how do we know? Chukah also says the word Chukah. That you have to have two cups of Levoino on top of the Shulchan. Ha-Sadorim v'Yabzichim, how do we know you have to have both of them? Also Chukah says the word Chukah. Shnei Midim Shebenoz, the two types of Chalas that you have to have. The Chassidus says Ken Yasa. Ken Yasa is also Mashma Likuva. Gimel Shepar, the Par Adum has to have these three things. Because Chukah says the word Chukah. Abor Shebetoida, a Korban Toida, the Lechem has to be four different types. The Yiskish Lenozir, the Hukish to Nozir, just like by Nozir, it says the word, it says, Ken Yase, it's the Kuva, who I didn't find there also is the Kuva. You see, the Pesach says, Al Zevach, Toyde Shlomov, V'yamamar, Shlomov, here means the Rabbi Shalmei Nozir. So, Toyde has to do with the Shalmei Nozir, it's also the Kuva. V'yabor Shabim Mitzayra, the four mean and three mean and the Shnei Tiparim, you see, it says, Zoyt Tiyotara Samitzayra, Masha, whatever you have to have, is the Kuva. V'dalit Shabaluluf, when the Torah says you have to have four minim, you need all four to be yotzei the mitzvah, not yotzei with three. But it says lakachta v'dash nakichatama that you have to have all four minim. Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava loy shonu elishen loy, only if you don't have avu yesh loy ein makvin. But as long as you have all four minim, you mekayim the mitzvah, even though you don't make a nagat, even though it's not tied together, wrapped the three minim are not wrapped together, still it's kosher. Only if you're missing one of the four, then you're not Yotza. But as long as you have all four, you have the Lulav, you have the Adasim and the Arovis, and the Esrog, even though it's not tied together, it's still Yotza. That's what Rab Chonin says. So, Mesve have a question. It says, Dalad Minim Sheba Lulav, the four minim of the lulav, beis miyam moisim peiros, two of them give off fruit, the esrig and the lulav, lubeis miyam enoisim peiros, but the nasim and the robes do not give off fruits. Hoisim peiros yuzukukim lishen oisim. The ones that give off peiros are needed for the ones that do not give off peiros. But for shen oisim peiros, the ones that do not give off fruits, yuzukukim lishen peiros. So Rashi says it just means to say that you have to have all four of them. Each pair is zokov, you need the other pair. In other words, you have to have all four minim. Now, the yenodim yotso yidecha vosebem, achiyu kulom biagud achas. So they're all tied together, they have to be of a good achas. So we're here talking about mashma, that all four tied together. Rakopon, we know you only have to tie the three together. You have to have the lulav, the das, and the rubber together. Rakopon, it's mashma, it has to be by good achas. And the same thing with Chen Yisrael, Pihatso, Achiyekulam, Agud Achas. You have to have the whole Klai Yisrael together, Bishas, Tatso. Rashi says it means, Kishay Misanin. When Klai Yisrael is davening and fasting to Hashem, as you give rain, Hashem listens to them. When everybody davens together, Rashi says, even the Tzadikim and the Rishonim together. And that's time like, the Yoysim, Vye Noysim Peris. Shnev and the Pesach says, Ha Burna Bashimayim Al Yoysa, Vye Gudosi Alerat Yosta. But I'll call upon him, it says here, you have to have an ogud, you have to be tied together. Mashma, the minim, and the lulav have to be tied together. So how could you before say it's kosher without being tied together? So the more it says, tanoi, it's a machlekes tanoi, the tanya we learned. Lulav, bein ogud, bein shein ogud, kosher, and echanamit. And the Kama says, a lulav, even though you don't tie the minim together, still is kosher. We have Yehudu, I may know, all good kosher, but tied together, then it's kosher. Shein ogud, it's not tied together, puzzle. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Goma kichom, the Aguda says, he learns out from Aguda Seizov. Ma lahaloin, the Aguda, is afkan, the Aguda, just like by the Ezov, over there it has to be tied together, here also it has to be tied together. For Rabbonin, loigarmi kichokicho, we don't learn out the Zerashov kichokicho. So kittos and machlekes anoyim. The more so the soul command, all the Ruzi go like, all the time that we learned, lulov, mitzvah liyogdoi, it's a mitzvah to make agud, to tie the three minim together. V'yim loyog to kosh, but if you don't tie it together, still it's kosher. Of course, come on, who's it go like? Come on. Ikreb yudo, loyogdo my kosher, why is it kosher? Yidash in the gzera shavo, it has not to be agud. Irabonin, my mitzvah, why is it a mitzvah? The Rabbonin don't even say, look at Chili, you have to do it. Tomorrow says, yes, liyolim Rabbonin, it goes according to Rabbonin shita. O my mitzvah, mishum zekeli ven veyu. You know what the mitzvah to make agud is? Not me ikre aloha, you have to have agud. But the pshat is, it's zekeli ven veyu, and makes the lulav look nicer. As zekeli ven veyu, that's mechayv the tie that's three meaning together. Then it says in the Mishnah that sheva hazoyis sheva parah, by the parah duma the seven hazoyis is makdas the rezu. Why chuk? It says the word chuk there. Sheva hazoyis sheva ben abadim on yom kippur we make the sheva hazoyis. Also, it's milikuva. Rasu shamazvech hazor b'shal preiches makdas the rezu. Why the yom kippur ksiv chuk? It says the word chuk. The par koin meshuach, or the par helam dover shal tzibor, or the sir of a govim, kiratanya. How do we know about these parma nesrofim, the parma panimim? Also, those avoidis, all the kuva, the zrika there, the kuva, but the postic says, like learn like this. But the postic says, the osa la par, kasher osa la par, you do to this part, you do to the other par. Math talmud, what's the postic talking about over here? What's the chiddush over here? Rashi says, the osla par kasher osla par chatis the par helam dovaksiv shiyas loa kasher osla par koy mashiach shalemalim menu. So what's the pasuk come to teach us over here? Mat hamaloyma lichbo behazoyis. It means to tell us like twice. You have to make these hazoyis. Rashi lishanas biazor hazoyis adamalov. He doesn't say the second time you have to make the hazoyis. In other words, that's likuva. If you don't do it, you're not yotzum. Means to say shin chisur achas min matonis or yotzeklum. That's what the Pasuk comes to teach us. So the kids say, that's how we know here, by the Hazois of the Chatas HaPanim, if you're missing one of them, you're talking not Yotza. Tell the Rabbi, work like this. Sheva Hazois, Sheva Poro, Shoson. Alright, the Maisa will stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. We'll stop over here.